Tell me about the time when you had to do many things to do and you were required to prioritize your task. So there was this time, it was today, and I need to do some journal review and to do some other stuff for RDL. Now I need to do all my tasks and I prioritized it carefully, to which I accomplished it successfully within the day. Thank you. Mycroft's death was the end of the empire, and no one knew it but the two of us. He lay in that pale room, his only covering a thin white sheet, as he was already becoming a ghost from the popular imagination and needed only eye holes in the sheet to finish the impression. I had imagined that his illness might have wasted him away, but he seemed huger than ever, his fingers swollen into white suede sausages. I said, "Good evening, Mycroft. Dr. Hopkins tell me you have 2 weeks to leave, and stated that I was no under circumstances to inform you of this." The man's thunderhead, said Mycroft, his breath becoming in huge wheezes. Between the words, "I will not make it to Friday. Saturday, at least," I said. "You always were an optimist." "No. Thursday evening, and then I shall be nothing more than an exercise in practical geometry for Hopkins and the funeral directors of Snigsby and Matherson. Who will have the challenge, given the narrowness of the doors and the corridors of getting the carcass of this room and out of the building?" "I had wondered," I said, "particularly given the staircase, but they will take out the window from frame and lower it to the street like a grand piano." Mycroft snorted at that. "Then I am 54 years old, Sherlock. In my head is the British government. Not the ballot, the hustling nonsense, but the business of the thing. There is no one else who knows what the troops movement in the hills of Afghanistan have to do with the